Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the talk show, Uplifting Communities, with Carla Serenity Baker from Louisiana. All right, all right. And I'm going to introduce you to Miss Serenity. And Miss Serenity, you are on air.
Hello, everybody. Thanks, John. This is Carla Serenity, and I am so excited about being on this show today, or hosting this show today, Uplifting Community Talk Show Louisiana. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. This is not an April Fool's joke. We have the one and only Desmond T. Moore on our show today to talk about what he's doing in my hometown, his hometown of Opelousas, Louisiana, and Louisiana. Period. So before further ado, Desmond, what's good?
How you doing, man? I'm really honored to be on y'all show, and I can't wait to answer all y'all questions.
All right. Well, Desmond, again, like I said, I see you're from Opelousas, Louisiana, South Street Elementary, East Junior High. That's from way back in the days. You graduated OHS, that's Opelousas High. You joined the United States Navy. You did 3 years in college. Let's go back, okay? You are back in Louisiana, right? And you're doing amazing things in our community. Was it something that you felt like you needed to do from you being in the Navy? Or how about you just give the audience an introduction of you graduating from OHS. Love that school. Tiger Hall, what's up? You joined the Navy.
Tiger Hall.
You did a couple of years. Right? You know what's up. You joined the Navy. You got out. You was in college, then you joined the Navy, and then now you're back in Louisiana. Most people who join the military, they really don't come back to Louisiana. So why don't you take us through that journey and let us know why you're here and what it is that you're doing in our community.
Well, personally, the community that I grew up in, Opelousas, Louisiana, is near and dear to my heart. When I was growing up, everything was like a family affair. The streets were safe, and people were cooking in the front yard, and husbands tended to their wives and children, and it was the same vice versa for women. I always wanted to be a part of that culture to have my name mean something, have the Moore name mean something, and I always knew that this community, my community that I was raised in, would always back me. And just knowing that, having the people and meeting, you know, making those connections, I always wanted to be the guy to come back and make a change in this community, like my dad always told me I would. So that was my driving force all along.
Okay. Well, I grew up on the hill as well. So I know what it's like. I know what it's like to walk down the streets. I know what it's like to be in an area what is considered to be the lower part of Opelousas, which is not to me. I don't think it is, because there's a lot of love and there's a lot of unity there. And I still have family members that are in Opelousas and live on the hill. Melanson Street, what's up? You know, so I'm giving everybody a shout out today, guys. They know what's up. They better be listening in too, making me do this. But Desmond, one of the reasons why I wanted to interview you is because of what you told me you're doing. Let's get past the United States Navy and college. You was part of the Human Jukebox Marching Band. You know what? Let's talk about the Human Jukebox Marching Band. What was that like?
Human Jukebox Marching Band, I would say it was the greatest experience of my lifetime, because it was humbling and it was exciting. I went from being 3-time section leader in my high school. I was section leader in various all-star bands. I go there and I'm thinking I'm the man. You know, I can't be stopped. I get on campus and it's like 30, 40 trumpets. That's like 9 times better than me. And the preparation you get is crazy, how my dad instilled values in me. And this one band and the staff is so amazing, from Mr. Johnson to Mr. Hamer. And I had the pleasure of being under Mr. Knighton. They instilled values that I still use today. Being on time, being 5 minutes early, having the courtesy to perfect my craft when nobody's looking, and putting in the time. representing the brand the way I want myself to be represented. Those things that we've learned, I still use today. And that band is phenomenal. It made me, it helped mold me into the guy that I am today. And whenever I'm on top, mm-hmm. I promise I will be the first to donate as much as I can to the band that I love and I hold so dear.
Well, you know, you're actually doing that right now, and we're going to talk about that. Tell me about Generation Pioneers, Next Generation Pioneers.
Next Generation Pioneers is an organization started by Desmond Barra from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His vision was to uplift the community and affect change and change stereotypes of the black male, you know, the way people look at the black male. We're not thugs. We're not hoodlums. We are fathers. We are husbands. We're teachers, doctors, we're everyday working men, and we have something to say. So he took a group of guys that were, you know, misfit and molded them. This is a vision he said God gave him. And he we learn about everything. But while we're learning, we go into the communities and we work with them. Like, not just talk to them and be like, hey, this is what you can do. We show them what needs to happen. So if you out here, you know, we're not just doing things. We give you an opportunity to better yourself versus working with one of our businesses. We go to schools. We mentor kids. We pray with the sick and shut-in. We go to feed the homeless on the bridges. I mean, actually, I even have some breaking news about the organization to share with you right now, Ms. Carla.
All right, I'm listening. We are listening.
A couple weeks ago, I witnessed the St. Patrick's Day Parade on a Perkins Row right near my home, and I actually came up with the idea to start a parade that showcases black talent, and it showcases what can do all around the board, whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's designing floats. We're going to have a parade. It's going to be the first of the annual parades, Next Generation Pioneer Parade, and it will be in Baton Rouge next year. And it's going to be something that's going to come to Baton Rouge every year. And I had the pleasure of creating it, and with the conjunction with my organization, we're going to bring it to Baton Rouge starting in June of next year.
Wow, congratulations. That's huge. That's very huge. Congratulations on that, Desmond. Why don't you tell them, you're very, very welcome. Now let's talk about movies, because, you know, I think I'm a movie star. That's just me. And I know what it takes to, I've experienced what it takes to put something, you know, to put it together when it comes to writing, directing, producing, casting calls, wardrobe, everything. It takes a lot, sound check and all of that. Tell us about your project of you and the movie that you're working on now, and also how people who are interested in being in your movie, how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. The title of my show is called Push. It'll be airing January of 2018. I wrote this show to have fun. When I was in the military, I was getting out this year, and we had a tragic flood that hit Baton Rouge. And I was saving people by 5-6 o'clock in the morning. And one of the ladies saw a snake in the water. She freaked out. And as I was carrying her, I saw I hit a car in a small part of my back, and now I'm being medically discharged. And instead of hanging my head, you know, now I'm not going to get to accomplish everything I want to do in the military, I reached back into my locker of hidden talents, and I started writing. I was like, what could I write that people haven't seen? What could I do? What could I bring to the screen that people don't see all the time? And it hit me. People want the laugh. People want action. Women want the love and the drama. But what they don't see is African-Americans on the screen that do not play a thug or a crackhead or a slave or some type of negative image. So I was like, I'm gonna give the world something that's interesting, funny, loving, drama-filled, action-packed, but at the same time, I'm going to have my characters represented as strong black men and women. And we're not going to bow down just because we want to make it big in a cinema world. So I have everything from love interest to plot twist to dancing scenes to original. I even have an original soundtrack that will accompany the show.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I actually left the studio an hour prior to this interview working on the show. So,
how long have you been working on the project?
I've been working on this project for 8.5 months, writing, connections, and we inked a deal with the company Seismic Media, owner Eric Chile out of Baton Rouge, and we're going to start filming in May. Actresses. Yeah, it's getting bigger. We actually just launched a Facebook page at Push the Show.
What is it? At Push?
Yes, at Push the Show.
Okay.
So it's actually getting really big, and it's actually growing so fast I have to, like, take breaks to maintain it, but it's actually getting out of hand. So I got to really back in. My excitement is just all over the board. But when it comes to the screen and it comes to a place where y'all can watch it and enjoy, you have to pick your favorite character because there's so many characters that you can relate to. But instead of slandering them at the end and making them be like that normal black character where it's just like, oh, you know, he's a drug dealer. You don't know what we're going to do with this. I'm actually going to take, I made it a mission to take every stereotype that you think black men and women are, and I'm going to flip it. And I'm going to make you feel like, hey, okay, this is what it is. And as soon as you say this is what it is, it's going to be something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you said that because we, our very first guest was Gary Anthony Sturgis. Sorry, Gary. And he's from Daddy's Little Girl from Tyler Perry's movie. And there was you guys have a lot in common when it comes to you guys being in the industry and also giving back to the community, but also some of the things that you would think that an actor or director would be into when it comes to being positive, and also and in reference to the script that you're working on now. What is the most profound character on here in your movie that would make someone say, oh, my God, wow, this is amazing?
I would say, the crazy part is, I would say, Brian. He's actually
Brian.
The guy that plays. Yeah, he plays the white officer in the show, and he was very reluctant. And we're going to give him an interview on the page so he can tell the world his viewpoints on race, racism, and how it makes him sick to his stomach. Because at the end of the day,
This
is a show that uplifts black people, I want the message to be known that even though I'm pro-black, I'm not anti-white or anti-anything.
That's important.
I want peace. I love everybody as God loves me.
Thank you for saying that.
But at the end of the day, I have a duty to see and promote and advance my people because this is who I am. I'm a black man. So I don't expect anybody to do a job that I was already supposed to do anyway. So Brian, his role is very deep because he's going to play the racist cop. And we have to fight with him every day to be racist because it's hard for him to come off racist. And he loves black women. So it's like he don't want to do it because he don't want to meet a woman that he likes and she remembers the show. So I'd be like, hey, you're just acting, man. It's just acting. I need you to bring out something that needs to be seen. Don't worry about it. After the show, I'll clear your name. I just need you to bring that screen for me.
Wow, okay. I'm looking forward to that. Now, for our actors and actresses that's in the area, I know we had spoke and you said that you needed to do another casting call, or if somebody was interested in being a part of this movie, that they can contact you. Why don't you give them the information on how they can contact you to be a part of this beautiful project?
Oh, sure. The email that we're using is pushtheshow2. So that's PUSHTHESHOW, the number 2, @gmail.com. My creative director checks it every hour on the hour. All you have to do is post your age. If you have experience or no experience, it doesn't matter. We work with everyone. Your contact information, which would be your phone number and your email. And at the bottom, please put the best time to contact you. and which way you want us to contact you, because as soon as you put that down, somebody in my creative team will be contacting you immediately. So that's the best way to get in touch with us. We always have somebody checking the emails, and if they don't get in touch with you within an hour, I will get in touch with you within that hour.
Wow, well, that's good. I need your team because I'm definitely not like that. That's a beautiful thing. Now, Desmond, do you actually live in Baton Rouge? I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to let the audience know you are listening at Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana, with Carla, and our special guest is Desmond T. Moore. And if you guys want to ask a question or elaborate on something, please press 1. Go ahead, Carla.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Thank you so much, John. Like, I think there's a lot of people out there that would be interested in what it is that you're doing in reference to contributing to your gift and your purpose as well. If they also let them know, Desmond, what you told me. If they want to be a part of it, you have been able to write a script. I write them into the script. Is that correct?
Yes, I can. We actually have seven people that was in the photo shoot that the show was already written, and they came to me with emails and said, hey, I want to be a part of it. I love your vision. And I heard that you was done writing. I was like, I'm never done writing, because honestly, I have 5 episodes in a book that I haven't touched. I get to the computer screen, I just start writing. I can write anybody in the show. All I have to do is have a 5-minute conversation with you, see your personality and your dedication towards my vision, and I can write anything and have it fit every facet of the show. I can write you in within a week, and you'll have a role, you'll have
an interview, you'll have a headshot,
and we'll promote you within the show, and you'll have lines within that same week ready to start practicing.
So there shouldn't be any reason why this phone line shouldn't be blowing up, and also your Facebook page with messages. And not only that, not just because of that part right there, but because of everything else that you're doing when it comes to your organization. Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you too, Desmond, I want to call you Des. But
you can. My mom calls me Des. It's fine.
Okay. Now, again, going back to Opelousas,
mm-hmm.
You and I both know we've had people come and we've had people go. Well, there are certain areas in Opelousas where they consider it to be the bad side, and there are certain parts of Opelousas mm-hmm. that's considered to be the good parts of Opelousas. Me personally, I can go through any neighborhood in Opelousas and not be touched at all.
Have you done
anything in any of those communities, or do you plan on doing anything in those communities to take away that rumor, I'm going to call it a rumor, of what our city is about, and just Louisiana, because there's a lot of places in Louisiana, period, that's like that, because I live in Opelousas, but I'm in Lafayette, I'm in the Sunset, you know, I pass through
mm-hmm.
Francisco, because that's basically what you can do. Sorry, guys,
mm-hmm.
I love y'all. But my question to you is, it's the truth, what is it you're getting ready to do with your organization to help out our communities out there?
Well, we're getting ready to come and meet with officials. We just have to get our time. We already put in the request to meet with them as to what can we do to better our communities. Now, just how you can walk through any section of Opelousas, I can do the same thing. I have friends in every area of this city. I've walked through every area of the city. I even marched through every area of the city when I was playing in a band. It's not like that. Normally, when you look at the news and you see Opelousas, somebody was hurt, shot, or, you know, in any kind of
right.
trouble, they went looking for it. It's very rare somebody's into something and it was an accident. 90% of the time, it was someone looking for trouble and they found it. Now, the other 10% is our city officials have to do more, and we have to demand more of them. We can't have a summer go by where the park pools are closed. You have people like Dundee Promotions putting on events in a park for free, and then they get shut down. because the city didn't have nothing to do.
Oh, wow.
Somebody is going out their way to use their own money and their own time and resources to do something for these children and get these children off the street, it should never be stopped. It was never nothing negative.
I didn't know that.
We have to demand more of our city officials. And at the same time, we have to do more. So if you know there's a young man in a community that has no father figure, it takes nothing but time to talk to him. You know, I did it plenty of times, just sat down and gave money for food, or sat down and let him play the game with my little brother, or, you know, let him come in. I have kids right next door that I'm looking at right now that come sit under my mom's drive-thru whenever they want to. They just sit under the parkway, and nobody bothers. If it's too hot, they don't have a shed, so they come under here. I already gave them okay. They sit there
right.
And they cool off. But you have to you have to give these kids an out. If you don't want these kids getting in trouble and mischief and stuff they know they don't really want to get into, you have to stimulate them and you have to invest in kids. So what my suggestion is, if we are paying tax money, it should be no reason our streets should still be messed up. There should be no reason
right.
that these kids have no extracurricular activities outside of school, not nothing in the summer. We should have something on tap for them at all times. Because
right.
if you stimulate a child and you invest in a child, it's only natural for that child to grow up and want to do the same thing. Reason being, I'm one of those kids. I was one of those kids.
Right.
Miss Fisher from Opelousas, Louisiana, sold into me when I was a child. My mother didn't have enough money for a trumpet. So Miss Fisher being, I'll never forget this lady. For the rest of my life, she would always be one of my favorite women in the world. She started
me on my
path to Southern University. She gave me my first trumpet. She didn't ask for any money. She gave me my first mouthpiece. She didn't ask for any money. She told me she wanted to see me march in the blue and gold. And if this could help me march in the blue and gold, and I always remember those words. And when I had my chance, I made sure I killed the audition, and I didn't disappoint her.
Wow, and that's why I knew it was important to have you on the show, because I knew that your organization, First Generation Pioneers, will follow through and keep doing what Ms. Fisher did for you. It's important that we do that. We, even though
yes,
the
ma'am.
Kids are our future, we, as John and I was talking about that before we went live, it's important that we as older people, the older generation, make sure that we continue to reach out to you guys and connect. And I just fell in love again with the title, Next Generation Pioneers. That name alone speaks volumes. It just speaks volumes.
Yes, it does.
And I can't wait to see what you guys are getting ready to do out there. I know that a few young people from certain areas, not just our hometown, but in Louisiana, period. You guys are definitely starting to stand up. You guys are definitely
yes.
rising up and doing things. So
yes.
I want to commend you on that. What will be your next move for Next Generations? Next Generation Pioneers. What is it we should be looking out for?
Well, we just the mayor, Sharon Broom, just awarded us our very own day. So March 11th is Next Generation Pioneer Day in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to put that out there. Yeah, we have our own day now. So it's amazing. But we have.
And what day is that?
It's March 11th.
Okay, well, we have a caller on the line. Would you guys want to let him in or what?
Yes.
Sure.
Let's let
okay.
him in.
Okay, I'm going to let him in, okay?
All right.
Congratulations.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Whitney Living. I'm calling from Broussard, Louisiana.
Whitney! Hey!
Hey, baby. I told you I was coming.
Yes.
I want to say congratulations, Desmond, on everything, and thank you for what you're doing in our community. My question is pretty much kind of a selfish one, but not. I want to know how people like myself can get involved in what you're doing.
Which aspect, ma'am? The show or the movement?
Just your Next Generation Pioneers. Like, how does someone become involved in your efforts of trying to make things better?
Well, it's very simple. We meet with everybody that has, like, so say you want to help us advance our efforts in the community. We will come to you, actually, and sit down and talk with you and see exactly what presence and what do you need in the community, whether that be mentorship or, you know, community uplift or beautification projects in your community. How can we help and how can we be of service? And once you tell us what you need and what kind of help you're looking for, we go back to our team, we talk with Mr. Desmion Barrow, and we let them know that, hey, this lady needs help in this area. Soon as he gives us the okay, we launch in full effect. All of us come by and we help. Whatever you were trying to get done, we come out and help. And we come out suited and booted, so it's not like we come out, you know, half-stepping. So when we come in your area, you're going to know Next Gen Pioneers are there. So...
And the question is, how do I get involved, though? Like, I don't need anything for the community necessarily, but I want to be a blessing just like you are to your community.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
Desmond, how are we going to make that happen?
Come on now. Come on now.
The group is an all-male group. The group is an all-male group, sadly.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
It's not to discredit our African American women. We love y'all. And
wait a minute.
We understand that your tasks are, in my opinion, the role of an African American woman is way harder than African American men. Mm-hmm. So I give y'all props and I love y'all, my sisters. Please understand that. But
appreciate that.
We wanted to target this group as an all male group because when you look in the society and you see black men, you don't see black men. You see, for the most part, it's sad to say, you see thugs. And we want to change that stereotype. So when he created it, he wanted it to be an all-male group. We actually did talk about the an all-women, like a sisterhood, kind of similar to the Eastern Stars, to the Mason.
Would be great.
It's just that that's in the next year's plan because we just got into our third year. So we're going into the third year. And we didn't want to overwhelm ourselves. So we actually are talking about, you know, including a woman organization. It's just that we have to get the right people. So if you can email me, I can forward your information to the president of the group, and we can have him contact you personally.
I'm going to send Whitney your information right now. Well, Whitney, I'm going to send you his email. I'm going to send you his information right now. Thank you so much, Whitney. Thank you.
All right now. Bye.
It was nice to
bye
talk
bye.
To you, ma'am.
Do we have another caller? No,
we don't.
John?
Okay, no, you can Brittany start closing out.
She was the one. Well, Desmond, I do thank you for coming on the show, and you're going to be back again because this is something that, again, I feel like you're doing a great, great job in the community, especially being that coming from Louisiana, joining the Navy, I mean, going to Southern University, joining the Navy, coming right back, and now you're in Baton Rouge with your own national day, your own national day and parade and everything. We're definitely going to have to work on bringing some sisters in, Desmond. Come on.
We'll get it together. I promise. We'll get it together.
Come on. Let's get it together. Is there anything you'd like to tell the people before we end this beautiful interview?
Yes, I would like to tell everyone that's listening, these people that brought me in for this interview are amazing people. And if you have something,
thank
if you,
you
have a talent, or you have anything that you want to do in the community, I'm here to inspire you. I'm here to uplift you. And if there's any way me and my people can help you in y'all communities, please let us know. As a unit, we can always, you know, achieve anything we want to. So that's my message.
Thank you so much, Desmond. John, is there anything you'd like to say before we close out?
Yes, Desmond, thank you so much, man. I've learned a whole lot about what's going on back there in Baton Rouge, and you keep up the good work. This interview was amazing. And God bless you, and you keep the good work up. Carla, back to you.
Well, those 30 minutes go by fast, doesn't it? All right, we're going to close it out. Uplifting Community Talk Show, Louisiana, with your girl, Carla Serenity, and my co-host, John Brown. We'd like to say thank you again, Desmond T. Moore, from OPE, Eat It Street, doing some amazing things in Louisiana. not just Lafayette, not just Opelousas, not just Baton Rouge, but Louisiana. So you guys keep your eyes open to him. Remember, your voice is our voice, so let it be heard.
All right. With that said, we're going to say good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.